It's time again for your letters, and joining me is producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai.
So I was going to start off with some snappy little thing about letters, but I don't really have anything to say, so what have we got?
Well, last Wednesday, our roundtable talked about the new credit cards that banks are giving to people who don't have Social Security numbers. Judy Riley of Monterey, California, wrote to say this: "Your discussion about charge cards for undocumented people in the U.S. reminded me that Americans view anything that a corporation does as good, even if it involves exploiting poor people by charging them exorbitant rates of interest. My point is that your panelists may be missing the point. American exploitation of our poor by corporations is no better than the exploitation of poor people in the third world." Meantime, Brandon Whitney of Lawrence, Kansas, emailed about another roundtable in which we discussed Illinois Democratic Congressman Bobby Rush. Now, Rush recently questioned Senator Barack Obama's true role organizing residents of a Chicago public housing project. Whitney wrote, "I'm a 25-year-old African-American man who was born nearly 15 years after the Civil Rights Movement. I am tired of civil rights era leaders refusing to let go of power. In my opinion, what Bobby is doing is no different from what they tried to do to now Mayor Cory Booker in Newark, New Jersey, by saying he wasn't black enough. I wish they would move out the way and let the younger generation work."
Turning to Mary Nanamadankwa, she had some Valentine's Day thoughts for us on Tuesday.
"Actually, my thoughts were focused on something a bit more concrete than emotions. I was thinking about jewelry, my wedding ring, to be specific, wondering what the heck to do with it. Now, when you decide to show a man the door, a man you've been married to for all of 39 minutes, are you supposed to give him back the ring?"
Jen Whittington heard the essay on member station KXJZ, that's Sacramento, California, and sent this email. "My suggestion would be for her to give the ring to the child, who for better or worse related to the marriage. The ring could therefore symbolize something good and positive for the child or children, who often blame themselves or are forgotten in the divorce process."
And Robert Knickerbocker of Bunker Hill, West Virginia, had this story to share. "I had the same decision to make after the end of a 3-year marriage. I, too, went to a pawnbroker and asked how much could I get for my plain gold wedding band. I'd have to buy it as scrap metal, he said. Perfect. Just what the marriage deserved. I sold it for the $10 he offered, bought a $10 cigar, and the last vestige of that silly marriage went, appropriately, up in smoke."
Well, that's one way to roll with it, and as you may know, speaking of rolling, I was traveling in Africa recently. Eartha Logan noticed too. Now, what did she say, Christopher?
"I propose a new drinking game. Every time Farai Chidea mentions that she has recently been to Southern Africa, everyone raise a glass or cup of your favorite beverage. I get it, Farai. You just got back from Africa. That's nice, but you don't have to reference that fact in every show since you've returned. I'm not hating, but give it a rest unless it's relevant to the discussion."
Well, Eartha, I got two things to say. One, you throwing shade on me. But two, I will send you your favorite beverage. Just email me. Let me know what your favorite beverage is, and I will send it to you because you're going to have to do a little bit more drinking. Tomorrow, I'll be talking to NPR special correspondent Charlene Hunter-Galt about Zimbabwe and South Africa at least one more time.
Got anything you're tired of hearing us go on about, or something you'd like to hear more of? Send us an email or pick up the phone.
That's right. Just call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Or you can email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Tell us where you're writing from, how to pronounce your name, and Eartha, your favorite beverage. I got money in the bank. Yeah. Shout out what you drank. I got money in the bank. Yeah. Thanks, Christopher.
Here's to you in Africa, Farai.